Guess what time it is? Welcome to the journey. It is your boy, Journeyman Bell, aka Mr. 100, coming to you on podcast. Y'all don't want to miss this show because y'all know at the journey we believe in taking life one step at a time. No review mirrors on this show. I show them land. Switch boy. J-Man, it's 100. Y'all, let's dive into today's topic as we deal with cutting-edge issues that you can only find with the 100. Y'all, let's listen in now to what the journey has to say. Welcome to your journey. It is your boy, Journeyman Bell, aka Mr. 100, coming to you on the commitment to God, from God. Listen, we already know that God is faithful. He's always just. He's righteous in all of his ways. The Bible says that God's name, the name of the Lord, is a strong tower. And the righteous run too, and they are safe. Listen, you've got to be a pretty powerful person, an individual, where even if you just go to the mention the name, that things begin to shift. There's power. They say there's power in the name of Jesus. And it's a show enough truth there, because God is saying literally that he's committed to his name. My God. My name is trustworthy. My name provides a shelter. It literally, in the first part of that verse, he says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. He's already presenting what the purpose of the name is, one of the purposes of God's committed names. And God's name is in such a commitment place that it becomes a strong tower. It becomes credible on any level. God says, I'm so committed to the name that, watch this, that even he said that when he could swore by no other, he swore by himself. This is the committed place of his name. What makes his name such a strength? Because he's able to do it. He's able to create it. And not only is he able to create and do, but he's able to create and do on a consistent level. Because he's committed to the finished work. That's why I think I mentioned earlier this week on he that begun a good work in you is able to complete it. You know, he goes on and talks about how on his level of commitment to the things that he said and the things that he does. He says, I, the Father God, cannot lie. I'm committed. He says, I can't lie. I can't. It's impossible for me to lie. He says, I'm the Alpha and Omega. He says, I'm committed. God's commitment to us is on levels that we could not ever imagine. And he's letting us know that through his commitment to his name, that he is a strong tower. Wow. Tower, a place of trustworthiness, a shelter, a beacon of light. He's a provider. He's a way maker. You know the song, way maker, miracle worker, powerful promise keeper. See, it's impossible. It's impossible because God's commitment to his name, man. He's committed. That level, that place of I will not falter, I will not fail, I cannot, says everything about who our Creator really truly is. And sometimes we kind of underestimate because our situations don't always show God's commitment. But God says, But your situations are not all completely predicated upon how committed I am to you. God says, my place of commitment to you resides greater than just one situation. And everything that I've done, you've already overcome everything. That's why he sent out his son. He says, you're more than a conqueror. He says, you already have the victory through him. This is not about conquering our situations, because our situation has already been conquered. Wow. Oh my God. This is not about conquering our situation, because our situation has already been conquered. Because God has already said that I'm committed to you. We don't have to go back in and try and conquer things. We don't have to go back in try and fix things. And that's the committed places that God has continually displayed. Is that you don't have to make this life up. You don't have to find this life. I've already found it for you. I've already made the way. I've already paved the path. The Bible says your steps have already been ordered by God. God says, I've already committed to the journey with you. So I don't need for you to try and figure out this journey. I need for you to figure out me. I need for you to understand my voice, my direction, my voice, and the ways that I'm showing you. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the light. No man cometh to me but by the Father. The commitment to God. Or the commitment from God that God poses on our behalf is impeccable. It's undeniable. Oh, man. When I think on just the things that he's been committed to, where I wasn't even committed for, come on here. When you think on just those things, alone, that God, that even when you wasn't even committed in the journey, that God established himself in such a way that he says it wasn't about you, but it was for you. If that makes any sense. I'm not trying to be difficult with this one. This is just a personal place. Now we're talking about with God's commitment is that he was already committed to us for a specific reason. He's already faithful to us. Why? Because his love, man, his love. Oh my gosh. Woo. The love that he had for Adam was so great that watch this. Out of all the things God made in the earth, the one thing that he used his own personal self with, besides speaking to, he used his own hands to make man. When he was making man, he was thinking of himself. He was committed to man even when man was not committed to him. He loves man in such a way that even the angels marvel at God, what's so special about man that you can't seem to let go of? What is this? God says it's a relationship thing. Angels, you wouldn't understand it. He said it's personal to me. What happens when God begins to make things more personable in his committed places to you? And we get upset because our lives are not as we wanted it to be. We get spoiled in our places because we're not as rich as we would like, or we're not as well off as we would like to be. And we keep pronging and pressing God in such a way that we become like the prodigal son and demanding my riches now, and all of these things that we demand from a God that gives us liberally all things, if wisdom, you know, counsel, freedom, righteousness that he's committed to with us, and all the other areas he's so committed to us for. And we get upset because the areas we want God to be committed in, he's not committed to, as committed for. But God says, my commitment level supersedes everything. He said, my name is a strong tower. Watch this. And the purpose of it is that the righteous can run to when they are safe. God says, I'm committed to your safety. Oh, no. Well, wait a minute, God. So why am I homeless? Or why am I struggling from check to check? God says, you're missing the elements of my safety. My safety is secured beyond just your momentary, your temporarily places of what we would call suffering. He says, my commitment is to your eternal. I'm committed to your eternal places. And everything that it's going to take for your eternal life, I sealed it up in this journey. Woo. Everything that I'm committed to, it's already sealed up in this journey. So yeah, some things not going to go as you would like them to go all the time. I'm going to tell you that part. But what I will tell you is this, is that when you come to me, it may feel like danger's all around you, but there's going to be plenty of safety. Safety is going to cover you on many levels. You're going to feel the peace even in the midst of your danger. That's God's commitment. You're going to feel that everything's all right. That song that we used to sing, the old church, for some of y'all, I got a feeling everything going to be all right. Oh, I got a feeling everything going to be all right. Oh, I got a feeling everything's gonna be all right. Gonna be all right. Gonna be all right. Gonna be all right. Listen, I felt like singing that this morning, but God's commitment is great. It's greater than just a moment. It's greater. His commitment places supersede our moments of disparity. He said, I'm committed. I'm safe. I'm safe even when it feels unsafe. Even when it feels, doesn't feel right. Oh, God says, I'm committed. Don't underestimate God's commitment because your situation doesn't feel like it's committed. God says, I'm greater than this. My commitment to you supersedes your situations in its places where it does not feel like I am committed. I am God and I fail it not. My God. This has been a blessing to me this morning. Just hearing me brag on the elements of God. It's been a blessing to me this morning. God's commitment. It's a whole different level. Don't ever underestimate it. He changeth not. He faileth not. He endures. The Bible says that his mercy endures to the end. The consistency of his commitment to us is just on so many levels. The next time you start to think that, God, where are you? God says, I'm right here. My name is in the same location. My name is in the same location that it's always been in. I just need for you to know the address. Think about that. Know where the address is. I'm not talking about location itself, but I'm talking about how to address the name of the Lord. How to present it. And God says, when you learn how to address my name as a strong tower, you'll be able to run to me and you'll be safe. God's committed. God's committed. God's committed. It's your boy, J-Man. Y'all, thanks for tuning in on today. This is a journey. Yo, I'm out.
Well, y'all, that's a wrap.
on the Journey podcast. Thank you for tuning in and listening to your boy. And hey, if it's been a blessing to you, it's been helpful to you, it's been insightful to you, y'all, share it with somebody else. Your boy, I ain't even gonna charge you for it. I always want to hear your feedback. Always looking to be 100 in every area. So y'all, with that being said, this your boy, J-Man Bell, aka Mr. 100, y'all. We'll see you next time on the journey, where we believe in taking life one step at a time and stay in the journey.